Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim's just left Chicago, and he's not from New Orleans.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with Robert J. Fisher, CFP, longtime member of our Brain Trust. Bob is the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager, Why the Rules Trump Reason on Wall Street. We're talking about thinking and perception. What do you think and what do you perceive? What do you know and what do you think you know? Would that be another way to say it, wouldn't it, Bob? What do you know and what do you think you know?
Absolutely. One of my favorite things is to say, people, quick, write down five things that you believe to be true that are actually false.
That's pretty good. So let's talk about this. Let's help people become better thinkers, but also do a better job with their perception. When we think something, as we said, that's pretty much based on something that's probably real, and we fill in the gaps with what we perceive. How do we get better at that?
Well, we should chunk our thinking. The first thing that we can do is we can say, okay, let me think of all the facts that bear on this problem. And then at that point, don't look for solutions. Don't look for benefits or alternatives. Only write down facts at that mm-hmm. point. What are the facts I know? What are the facts I need to know? How am I going to get those facts? And also, how reliable are these facts, and how pertinent are these facts?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can even do that in a grid where you write down the facts, and you can see, is this fact very reliable? I mean, did I get this from a very reliable source, or mm-hmm. is this a rumor that I've heard? And then you can write down, you know, is that relevant? It could be extremely relevant. It might be slightly relevant.
Let me give you an example of something that has happened to me. Let's say that you and I have a disagreement because you didn't like something that I did mm-hmm. in a previous situation. And the next time we come together, I challenge you on something, but for completely, totally logical reasons. Nothing to do with, I mean, I'm not trying to bring up any old history or anything like that. I'm literally just said, okay, but how about this? Because there's a real reason. For example, let's just say that somebody could get hurt. Let's say it could be like that. But you aren't able to process that because you're still thinking I'm coming at it from the same perspective as that other baggage that we had. See what I mean? In other words, you couldn't look at the facts. You had to bring the old into the new.
Well, that has a lot to do with emotions. And if we don't get our emotions out, they can color
isn't that a huge part of perception?
Absolutely.
Especially when we're dealing with other people.
Absolutely. So sometimes, you know, when we're thinking about these things, you know, if we can acknowledge things. So, you know, let's say we're talking about promoting Joe, mm-hmm. and, you know, we just sit down and we say, you know, I don't like Joe. I haven't liked Joe for, you know, a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but now we're trying to decide whether we should promote Joe. And we should promote Joe based on a lot of criteria, whether he does his job well, whether he, is a good employee, all those reasons. So we can say, look, even though I don't like Joe, you know, for whatever reason, it's not even important, we can say, what's important about promoting Joe, and just look at that part.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the really good.
You talk
thing
about being objective, not personal. Not, don't make it personal, but be objective and bring the professional aspect to this to this decision.
In a very intentional way.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But that's not easy for a lot of people, is it? That's very difficult for some people.
I think it's easier if you do it in an intentional way. If you just sit down and say, look, I don't like Joe. Or, you know, I don't like people with accents or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever it is.
Or long hair. Or long hair.
Or whatever. but is that relevant to the job, you know? Then say that and recognize that, you know, in yourself, even if it's just something that you struggle with, you know. And then what you can do is you can greatly reduce the effect that personal bias, and we all have them. You know, we all have them. It'd be nice if we all lived in a colorblind society and totally, but we don't. And we all have to struggle against that.
Yeah. So if I agree with you, and if you're, you know, one thing you could do, I think, Bob, would be to look around as you're making this decision. If you're having a hard time promoting Joe because you don't like Joe, maybe one of the triggers that you could use to get yourself into this mode that you just described is to look around and say, well, I don't like Joe, but everybody else seems to. You know, sort of check your position with the environment. What do you think about that? Just to sort of get yourself to see whether you're out of line or not. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. No, I think that's a disconfirmation strategy.
Yeah, I was just trying to give people, I always like giving people a trigger, some way to kick them over into to the good result. Hold on to that thought, Bob Fisher, Robert J. Fisher, FISCHER, Robert J., and I will be right back. I'm Jim W. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.